Time now for your letters. My essay last Saturday was on the picture of two dogs, one caring for the other, in the devastation of Japan's earthquake, and on the work of a group called Japanese Earthquake Animal Rescue and Support. We got numerous emails in response. Denise Lawless in Webster, New Hampshire writes, I had to stop my Saturday morning activities and listen to the story about the dog looking for help for his friend. I was brought to tears with the story. I do not think you can trivialize the love of a pet for their owner and the owner for the pet. I think this search is very important, and I am grateful for all the volunteers in Japan. Travis Withers, who commented on our Facebook page, thinks the animal rescue efforts are misguided. He writes, I can understand the importance of pets in people's lives. I've owned dogs. I also have a child. The thought of people expending energy to look for animals when humans could be trapped as well is abhorrent. A search team for pets when humans could be trapped? Something has happened to a moral compass. We talked to Jimmy Breslin last week, too. He's written Branch Rickey, a book celebrating the Brooklyn Dodgers general manager who first integrated baseball by signing Jackie Robinson to a major league contract. Got an email from Bridget Hennessy in Barrington, Illinois. I was in high school in New Jersey in the 1970s, and Jimmy was our guest speaker one year. He was clearly drunk and proceeded to tell the dirtiest joke to a stunned auditorium. I know he's long been sober, but it's great to hear that he's still a curmudgeon. We also talked with Brooklyn Rundfunk Orchestrata's Peter Kiesewalter about their reinterpretation of Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music. Their overhauled soundtrack touched a nerve in our listeners, both positive and negative. Bridget O'Connor commented on NPR.org, At first I feared they were going to destroy a beloved classic, but after listening for a few minutes I was totally hooked. They took those wonderful songs and with a great amount of creativity and care made something very new and fun. But Jeffrey Galston of Richmond, Virginia counters, Is nothing sacred? There are a few pillars of American society, God, country, apple pie, and Julie Andrews singing The Hills Are Alive. Hey, isn't she British? And then, he continues, I'm assaulted by your guest rendition and without a prior warning. Isn't this a candidate for the annoying music show? We welcome your letters. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend, and I'm on Twitter at NPR Scott Simon, all one word. This is NPR News.